This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So yeah, I had a very good experience at school overall, but the things that troubled me were things like, Tammy, I remember a day when one of my best friends, I'll change her name, Lucy, I'll call her Lucy, mm-hmm. she took me aside and she said, Fatima, I really want to talk to you. And I said, okay. We went into one of the classrooms and she started crying. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what's going on? What's happening? And she said, every day after school that the girls would go up to a boys' school. There's a boys' school up the road. Mm-hmm. And she said, we're all expected to do, basically to, you know, do certain sexual favors mm-hmm. for the boys. And I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. And she said, they're spreading rumors about me. They're calling me, and I had never heard of this word at that time, not used in this context, but she said, they're calling me frigid. Mm. And they're spreading rumors about me because I don't want to take part, you know? And I remember that was the first time, because it sounds a bit strange, but I wasn't part of that culture. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I wasn't. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the things that, like, when you're wearing a hijab, obviously I didn't have my face covered, but when you're dressed in a modest way, right, mm-hmm. and dressed in the way that I think women of God have dressed through the centuries, it tends to send a certain message, doesn't it? Like,
yes,
to society and to people, you know, they treat you with actually a lot of respect as well, mm-hmm. because they kind of recognize that you're giving a certain signal, right? So I wasn't part of that kind of culture of boys and, you know, but also I didn't have an insight into it until that mm-hmm. day. Mm-hmm. And I think what she opened my eyes up to was that although society kept telling us that women have never had it so good, right? There was this pressure, you know, this hidden pressure that was still there. Actually, it was probably worse than it had ever been, to basically take part, be sexually active at a very young age. We're talking teenagers here, you know, 13 mm-hmm. and plus, mm-hmm. to be very sexually active, very, very, to always put across this image of that you're not a virgin, for example, you know, that you're fully like available and willing, you know, ready and willing. And my poor mm-hmm. friend, who, she was just a lovely girl, you know, she wasn't particularly religious. She was, you know, she was just a normal English girl. And she just wanted to be a girl. She just wanted to go to school and just wanted to live her life, you know, and when she was ready, she'd find a partner, whatever. But mm-hmm. what was happening is these girls, they had, I realized they had a competition, you know, there was this competitive thing going on between the girls. Mm-hmm. The girls who were the most promiscuous or the most kind of sexually advanced,
provocative.
Seen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but also seen to have done more. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
right.
Have gone further.
Advanced. Yeah, right.
Yes.
Or experienced, I guess it would be.
Yes.
Something
yeah.
like that.
They were kind of, they had a certain status, you know?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.